is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Back in the studio. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. Information's on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is producing broadcast in Minnesota. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, we got a meetup tonight, John. I'm all excited. You know, back in Studio A after a week of traveling across Missouri, broadcasting live to share the information about the CSPOA event that we had in Springfield, Illinois. And that was a lot of fun. And let me just take a minute and share with the class some of the things that we've done. You know, on Sunday, I drove out to near Kansas City, Missouri, and I met with Tim and Beverly Starks, and they were putting the event on, so we were doing some last-minute scheduling and planning. Liberty Roundtable was there, and so we all got together, and we planned how the event was going to go, and then we left for Joyce Riley's farm. And we broadcasted live from the Power Hour on Monday. Joyce Riley fed us. Wow, what a gourmet cook. No kidding. Joyce Riley is truly an exceptional cook. So we spent Sunday evening and Monday with Joyce Riley. She put us up there at the farm, and we broadcasted live. And then we went on to come to Ziggy's, and we had a really, really neat event at Ziggy's, and we talked about radio and the media and how the new media is taking center stage. Sam Kurt and I, you were there and a bunch of our other instructors. And that was a lot of fun. Then we raced back to the farm here in Missouri, our farm. We broadcasted live Tuesday and Wednesday and then raced off to KLID in Poplar Bluff. And let me tell you about Poplar Bluff. Sonny Skidmore and Jerry were there, and they really helped us. They rolled out the red carpet for us. They treated us like royalty. It was really, really neat. And we got a chance to meet with the media, and the newspaper came and took pictures. But we had some problems broadcasting. Something went wrong, and we were trying to do a simulcast. Something went wrong with the simulcast, and I got knocked off the Internet. So I picked up the telephone, and I was in Studio B with Liberty Roundtable. And so I hopped on the phone a minute later in Studio C, and I broadcasted live on the telephone while another broadcast was going on simultaneously in Studio B, talking about the event and what we were doing with the CSPOA. And then a really interesting thing happened. Lunch was bought for us by Larry Busby. Now, he is a devotee of KLID radio, and he insisted in buying the broadcaster's lunch. And it was so neat. We got a chance to meet with a number of people who are listeners to KLID, and they listen to us, and KLID is an affiliate of USAprepares.com. So that's in Missouri, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Then on Friday, we went to Springfield, Illinois. And we were broadcasting from there. And we had some more problems with linking up, doing a simulcast. So a rerun was run on Genesis Communications Network. So if you're expecting to hear me live, we had some more broadcasting difficulties, and it just didn't work well enough for us to stay live. So Friday was a rerun. Then we had a a really neat event. It was a CSPOA event. Sheriff Richard Mack was there. Nick Finch was there from Liberty County, Florida. Chris Ann Hall was there, and it was really, really neat. Larry Kirk was there. He's from Missouri. He's a chief of police. And we talked about liberty and freedom and what it's going to take. Well, the event packed the house. There were 360 seats. 10 seats were empty by my count. But there were standing, people were standing. So although we had 10 empty seats, we had people in the lobby, we had people standing. So we had, in my opinion, at least 360 people. And the presentation was riveting. People all over the country are now asking, how do we do that? How can we have one? What is the secret? Well, we're gonna attempt to prepare a blueprint so you can have these kinds of meetups all over the country, just like we have our meetup at Ziggy's, which is seems to be the blueprint for having meetups. and we want you to, let's say, copy. I don't think that's the right word, but do it in your own way. But we're going to help you with the blueprint of how to do this in your community so you can help educate people who are just watching TV and going to ball games. And we need to awaken them. And we're going to help you do that. So just stay tuned to this broadcast. You know, over the next few weeks and months, we're going to teach you how to do that. So John Reagan, it was a lot of fun. We had a great turnout. Nobody left early. People came in every form and fashion you could think of, and it was so well behaved. You know, no police. Can you imagine having an event with 360 people and no police are needed, you know, to guard the entrance? I mean, that's just the way we do it. It was a free event. Nobody was charged. Snacks and cookies, I mean, gourmet cookies were provided. It was really, really a nice event. And tonight, at the meetup, I'm going to bring a copy of the audio that of Chris Ann Hall talking about liberty and freedom and how to really look at freedom and liberty and why it's so important. So that's tonight's meetup, and I'm going to be on stage. And I'm going to talk about how we almost had the second American Revolution last Monday, a week ago. And it would have started at the Bundy Ranch. And I'm outraged. I'm angry. I'm angry at our government. I'm angry at the Bureau of Land Management. I'm angry with Harry Reid. I'm angry with the governor of Nevada. I'm angry with the rogue federal government because they executed living, breathing animals. They executed cows, about 40 of them. They dug mass graves for these cows. They tried to cover it up. They cut water lines. They cut the infrastructure that supported these cattle on the ranch. These guys are out of control. Now, let's talk about this. What would happen? What would happen if you, let's say you had a .22 rifle, and you had a neighbor that had some animals. Let's say it was a dog. And you just, for fun, shot the dog and killed it. What do you think would happen to you? What do you think would happen if you shot with a .22 and killed your neighbor's cat? What do you think would happen if you shot and killed your neighbor's goat? Or sheep? Or cows? What do you think would happen if you were on government land, state land, and you took a bulldozer and you just started excavating? What do you think would happen to you? Do you think you'd be in jail for destruction of public property? What do you think? What do you think if you just had a helicopter, you had your own helicopter, and you started flying around and started plinking at cows? What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if you took a sniper rifle, and let's say there was a picnic on somebody's farm or somebody's ranch, and you had a sniper rifle? Let's just say a 308 Remington 700, kind of, you know, the rogue police use. And you put your scope on people. You're just looking. You didn't shoot anybody, but just kind of looking through your scope. Finger just off the trigger, but right next to the trigger. What do you think would happen? What do you think would happen if the police saw you do that? or if they saw you shoot your neighbor's cat or dog or goat or sheep or cow. What do you think would happen? All these things that I just mentioned, but take out the cat, the dog, the sheep, and the goat, okay? But the helicopter, keep that in. Keep in the sniper rifle. Keep in the scope. Add some machine guns. Add some military-type vehicles. Add a couple hundred rogue government thugs, okay? Agents. Bureau of Land Management types. That's what they did. And then the media has the nerve to say that Sheriff Richard Mack is putting the women up front. Let them get shot first. Let me tell you something. When we have a meetup at Ziggy's, we don't say, okay, all you women by the door because you're going to get shot first. We don't do that. People just sit where they're going to sit. There's no order. And it just bothers me that the media would be attacking Sheriff Richard Mack because he was there and his son was there. But he asked his wife to stay home. And then the media attacks him and says, Sheriff Richard Mack is putting the women first, so they get shot first. So let's talk about that part. The women get shot first? Think about who would be doing the shooting. That would be these government rogue thugs. They'd be doing the shooting. Not we the people. And the media, this disgusting media, says Richard Mack is putting the women up front. We didn't start a war. The Bureau of Land Management attacked us, we the people. Executed cattle. Dug mass graves. Covered them up and then took off. Took off and left equipment right there. Right there. Where they were digging graves. We're going to be posting the pictures. I haven't had time to do it, but I'll have them on the website, usaprepares.com. This is an outrage. And why? Why we haven't had the second American Revolution? Because they didn't shoot. Who were they? That would be the rogue government. Had they shot the first shot, that would have started, in my opinion, the second American Revolution. And I was prepared to broadcast it last Monday. Now, why? Why am I saying this? Because they had their guns, and they had their agents, and they were ready to fire on us. We the people. I'm talking about the rogue government. Harry Reid, you need to be removed from office. You need to get out of the way. The Bureau of Land Management, I am saying right here and right now, the Bureau of Land Management, every single office needs to be disbanded right now. Fired. Everybody needs to be fired. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, class, so I'm calling for disbanding the Bureau of Land Management. Now, I used to be in a fraternity. And I can tell you this, that if one person did something wrong in a fraternity, the entire fraternity was punished. Well, I'm trying to think of what would happen to I was an officer at Tau Kappa Epsilon. It's one of the largest fraternities in the country, well, actually in the world. And I'm trying to think what would happen to Tau Kappa Epsilon should one of its chapters at one of the universities decide to just go target practice on some cows. What would happen? I have a feeling that the entire international fraternity, or at least the United States, would be shut down. Well, I'm calling for shutting down the Bureau of Land Management. They have proven to us that they are totally irresponsible. They have put their sights of their scopes on we the people, as if we're the enemy. We the people are the masters. The Bureau of Land Management has proven itself to be irresponsible. They've taken life. They've taken a lot of life. They need to be disbanded. Now, is the governor responsible? Sure. He needs to be fired also. This goes all the way up to the White House. I believe that everyone involved, every one of these 200 rogue agents who was there, and the administration of the Bureau of Land Management are responsible. Now, if you were involved in an event and you didn't say no, hey, I'm not doing this, we don't need to do this, this is wrong, putting our scopes, machine guns, bringing our machine guns, bringing all this equipment to stop a group of people who are demonstrating for liberty, do we really need to do that? I think we're wrong. Okay? Anyone who didn't say that, is part of the problem and should be tried and convicted of high crimes, crimes against we the people. So even if you didn't squeeze the trigger and kill those cows, but you're part of that band of thugs of 200 or so, in my opinion, you're guilty because you didn't stop it. You didn't stop it. So I'm literally calling for the disbanding of the Bureau of Land Management. Every office, every person, every employee, we don't need you. We don't want you. You're a threat to we the people. Strong words. The words I'm using don't compare to the actions of the Bureau of Land Management. They don't compare. Okay, John Reagan, I only planned on spending like 1 minute on that, but it took a little longer. And tonight I'll probably go into a little bit more detail about what happened at Ziggy's restaurant, and you're all welcome. Unless you're part of the Bureau of Land Management, then I would consider you a rogue government thug. But John Reagan, so the financialstateoftheunion.com, you wrote the book, The Financial State of the Union. We're on at your website. I've clicked the news tab of the financialstateoftheunion.com, news tab. Where would you like to start, John?
Well, before we get into that, I guess some of the good news that's come out of this, too, is we now have some Congress critters talking about what they can do about taking federal lands back, giving them over to the state. Whether or not they'll be successful or not, it's another story. Mm-hmm. But at least we're seeing some action from our supposed representatives.
Yeah. And, well, since you've mentioned this, John, I've taken a little bit of heat. It seems like everywhere I go now, people say, you know, Vinny, we don't want you to run for sheriff. We want you to, you know, we don't want you to have your time taken away from the broadcast and from farming. They don't want me to run for sheriff. And I'm sorry to say, well, maybe I'm not sorry to say, but I'm still thinking I want to run for sheriff, even though just about everybody's telling me, can't you find somebody else? I had a nice chat with Richard Mack about that. I had lunch with him. And he wants me to find somebody else, too. John Reagan and I will be right back. But I'd like you to consider running for office, all of you. Every kind of office you can think of. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, during my travels last week, a couple of the guys that were in the car with me wanted to visit a Mormon temple in St. Louis, Missouri. And so we had a little bit of time while we were waiting for Chris Ann Hall to arrive from Florida. We were picking her up at the St. Louis airport. And so we stopped off at this Mormon temple. So Sam and I went into the distribution center. It's kind of like where they sell products. And Sam asked the lady behind the counter if she had the Book of Mormon, and so she got her a paperback. I got him a paperback copy, and he said, "No, this is Sam's blind." And he said, "Do you have a hardback?" And she said, "Yeah, here's a hardback copy." Put it in his hand. They said, "Okay," and he wanted to buy it. And there was a man standing there, another customer, and he said, "That's mine." And I wasn't really sure what was going on at that point. And what happened was, he bought the book. and pay for it. And Sam gave the book to me. Yes, Sam wants me to upgrade to being a Mormon. He wants me to upgrade from being a Catholic to a Mormon. And so I thanked the man, and I was, you know, stunned, absolutely stunned. And I left the distribution center, and I stopped in my tracks, and I said, I'm going back in there. So I went back in there, and I asked the man if he could just put his name in the book. And he did more than that. And here's what it says. It says, Vincent, this is right in the inside cover. Vincent, this book blessed my life in the spring of 1995. I read this book and joined the church in Carlsbad, California. May you find your own personal testimony of the truth of this book. God bless you in your search for eternal salvation. Michael Loper. Thank you so much, Michael. I will read this book. I haven't had a chance to do it yet because of this whirlwind tour that we've been on. I thank you so much. I am not going to promise anybody I'm going to make any changes in my religious feelings. I am a Christian. I do believe in Jesus Christ. And I'm a Roman Catholic. I was raised that way. But I also say that I'm not a good Catholic because I don't go to church every Sunday. But the rest I get right. So, Michael, thank you very much. Sam, thank you very much. And I had a wonderful, wonderful week on the road, broadcasting live, talking to all of you about the CSPOA event in Illinois, Springfield, Illinois. But I want to say this. I wonder if my broadcasting difficulties of last Thursday and Friday had to do with the subject matter I was discussing. That would be the Bureau of Land Management atrocities, Harry Reid, the corrupt rogue government that was involved. Now, not all government is corrupt and rogue, but some of it is. And that's what I was referring to. So, I am a supporter of good government. I am not a supporter of bad government. Now, here's the thing that happened. I tested all the equipment the night before each of the broadcasts, and it all worked. I tested it the morning of the broadcast, before the broadcast, and it all worked. The only time it didn't work was during the broadcast. So what happened? Well, it seems to me that there are forces who are not happy with some of the things that we're saying right here at USAPrepares.com. So why does it work the night before, the day before, the day before that, and not the moment of the broadcast? I'm suspicious. And I got a call from Mike Nash. Mike Nash is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He is the inventor and manufacturer of the privacy case. It's a case that you put your cell phone in, and it is a Faraday cage, and you can take it with you. And it will block the cell signals from identifying where you are as you travel. He called me, and he said that he believes that the government set up a transmitter, a portable cell tower, with more power than the cell towers around. Because the government can do whatever it wants, right? If they want to have more power than they authorize, they just do it. And they set up the cell tower. And your cell phones look for all the towers nearby. You know, where's the tower, where's the tower, where's the tower? And they constantly do that. So they'll find the strongest tower. And that tower that they set up near the Bundy Ranch was the tower that all the phones connected to, all the cell phones. Now, how many of us, we the people, that 1,500 of us that were at the Bundy Ranch, how many of us had cell phones? How many of us were calling our wives and husbands and saying, hey, listen, we're okay for now? Those transmissions were monitored, recorded, transcribed to text. They know who you are because you had a cell phone. They know your unique cell phone identifier. Class, we've been saying this for a long time. That's what they did. They know who you are. They know who we are at Ziggy's. They know who we are all the time. So a lot of people are afraid to go to Ziggy's because they think, you know, the government's going to go out there and scan for license plates. Well, sure. Sure. But, you know, there was a time. There was a time when when I had my head down low. 4 years ago, you never heard of Vincent Finelli. Nobody did. And I decided that I would stick my head up because I was sick of what was happening, and I thought if I didn't do something, it would be on my head. You know, back in Germany, just before World War II, the Nazis came by, and they would seize people and put them in the ghetto. The last step before they went on the boxcars to the concentration camps and their death. And people said, geez, you know, boy, at least they're not in our neighborhood, or at least they're not on our street, and you know, we're safe for now. But they didn't raise up and resist. That's what we're doing. We're rising up and we're resisting. So now you know who I am, because I decided I was going to not stay under that rock. I'm just a farmer. I'm just a regular guy. Nothing special. But I feel it's my duty to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. I feel it's my duty. I've been blessed. I've been blessed to live here. And by God, I'm not willing to let this rogue government steal what our forefathers have worked so hard to provide for us. All we have to do is keep it. We didn't make it. They made it for us. And all we have to do is keep it. So I encourage every single one of you to run for office. Let's kick these buzzards out, these thugs, these greedy individuals. You know, I don't use profanity. And the strongest word I can use to describe these people is politicians. That's it. They're politicians. And I think politicians are the scum of the planet. They are the staph infection of life. They are the pond scum that kills fish. They are destroying our planet with chemtrails. They're executing our animals. They're allowing poisons in our air, toxins in our food. They're injecting us. Demand that we have immunizations that are causing autism, birth defects. They've polluted space. There's so much trash in space that we can't even track it all. I didn't put it there, and I know you didn't put it there. Our governments put it there. They trash everything around us. They use depleted uranium, and they spread it all over the world. They take fluoride, and they demand that we put it in our water supply to poison all of us. This isn't government. This is rogue, thug government. This is corrupt government. Not government, corrupt government. They are out of control. They need to be replaced. And you and I, we need to replace them. You need to run for office. And I'm running for two offices. Sheriff? Do I want to be a sheriff? Absolutely not. But I have to. And I'll do the best I can. Do I want to run for board of directors of Laclede Electric? Do I have time for it? I'm going to make time for it. Because our electric rates are out of control. These meters, these smart meters, these digital meters, these recording meters are out of control. They're spying on us. It's just one more way. And I think I can have an impact in stopping that. And I'd like you to consider doing the same thing. Run for school board office. Run for every office you can think of. And let's take America back together. John Reagan?
Wow. You know, I took the oath of office three times during my Air Force career. The first time was back in college when I became a contract Air Force ROTC cadet. The second time was after I completed ROTC and accepted my commission as a second lieutenant as reserve officer in the Air Force. And the third time was during my first year over in Germany. I had been selected to become a regular officer, and I took my oath of office being commissioned as a regular officer in the United States Air Force. And I take that oath seriously. And unfortunately, what I saw, and this was during the second Reagan term, sitting across the Potomac at the Pentagon, is politicians on both sides of the aisle violating that same oath of office.
Mm-hmm.
And it is disgusting, and it's gotten worse.
It has. It has. And I'd like to share my thoughts about that when we come back. And then let's get into survival economics with John Reagan. John Reagan, the financial state of the union.com. So, class, if you're following along with us on the internet, click on the financial state of the union.com. Then select the news tab and stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
else. This can be slightly.
Turn it up. What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh,
God, you're... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, when I was traveling, I did my best to pay my own way. And I do that all the time. It's nothing special. So when I go to Ziggy's on Monday nights, I pay my own way. And, sometimes the waitress will bring me a cup of coffee and it won't end up on the bill. And if I don't catch it, I tell her the next week that I owe her for a cup of coffee and I have it put on the bill. That's if I have a cup of coffee. I'm weaning off coffee and I can take it or leave it. But, you know, what do you drink? I mean, what actually do you drink when you go to a restaurant? And if you don't want sugar, and sweet tea has sugar in it, soft drinks have sugar in them, and I certainly won't drink diet soft drinks. So it's either water, which would be fine, or coffee. So most of the time for me, because water is free, I buy a cup of coffee plus dinner, and I pay for it. And so that's Ziggy's. And right after the CSPOA event in Springfield, Illinois, a bunch of us went out to grab a bite to eat. And we stopped at a Steak and Shake, which was nearby. It's a hamburger joint. They serve French fries and hamburgers. And so I had, I selected a hamburger. And I went up to the waitress and I said, these are all of us here, all 12 or 14 of us. These are individual checks. And she said, okay. I said, they're individual checks. She said, okay. And after we're finished, I'm looking all over for my check and everybody else's, and I don't see any. Well, Tim Starks decided that he was not going to let that happen. And he bought everybody dinner. He's done this many times. So even though I try to pay my own way, sometimes I can't do it. Sometimes I'm overridden, and it's not because I don't try. It's not because I make false gestures. It's because someone else changes the plan. So I can see how politicians can become corrupted. It can start with a cup of coffee, go to lunch, dinner, ball games, boat rides, junkets to foreign countries, Hey, by the way, you know, your living room, we got a furniture store. How about you, and we're not going to give it to you. We're just going to let you use it for as long as you'd like. How about a new sofa? Do you need a new bed for the bedroom? You need a new office furniture for the office? I can see how this can happen with politicians and how they can become corrupt. But you can say no, okay? Politicians, you can say no. I just don't think you're strong enough to say no. That's why I call you politicians. There's a post on the website, on the internet, about how an Obama Bureau of Land Management spokesman confirmed that two of Cliven Bundy's bulls were killed by BLM. And BLM claims that it was because those bulls, those two, presented a safety hazard. So they were executed. The bulls were executed by the Bureau of Land Management. I submit to you that the bulls were never a safety hazard. The Bureau of Land Management is more than a safety hazard. They are mercenary animal murderers. The Bureau of Land Management is out of control. They need to be disbanded immediately. And I submit to all of you Congress people out there, those of you who have any morals left, I submit to you that you immediately begin the disbanding of the Bureau of Land Management and fire everybody, every single one. I submit to you that you need to do that right now. Right now. BLM needs to be disbanded. John Reagan and I will be right back, and I'm going to let him start. I'm going to try my best to be quiet. I don't know if I can do it, but I'm going to try. I'm outraged at what's happened at the Bundy Ranch by the rogue government. And how, where are those Congress critters? Where are you? He could have prevented it. Where's the governor? He could have prevented it. Even the guy in the White House, the first golfer, he could have prevented it. Did he? No. They all need to be replaced. I'm Vin Finelli. I'm responsible for this comment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains cucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.